No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 17th day of April, 2020. I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us again on what has been another emotional roller coaster of a week, punctuated by yesterday's jobless numbers. Typically, long about now, many of us would be contemplating ways to spend a couple of days off. We may not have the Grand Canyon or Disney World, but when it comes to day trips or even long campouts, few states offer quite the wealth of getaways as the one we're in. But it was this time last week we were the bearer of the unhappy news that the state was shuttering its parks for the duration, as well as historic sites. Most attractions are closed for business, and beaches are only available for those doing exercise and maintaining social distancing, not hanging out with friends by the ocean. Workers, of course, bear the brunt of all this. The U.S. Travel Association and Tourism Economics estimates almost 6 million jobs lost in the tourism industry by the end of this month. Published reports say some small Texas towns have been devastated by the loss of tourism traffic. In all, Texas tourism is a $69 billion industry, according to Business Insider. And a lot of communities are bracing for a major blow at a time when most would be preparing for the busiest time of the year. On this Friday, we're going to virtually travel to some of our favorite places to go in the best of times to hear how folks are faring along the Gulf Coast, out around the Big Bend, and in the Texas Hill Country. Joining us first is Port Aransas Mayor Charles Bouillon. Mayor Bouillon, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Well, thank you.
We've got Wimberley City Administrator Sean Cox on the line as well. Sean, hope your Friday's going well.
Doing well so far, sir. Thank you.
And we got Marfa City Manager John Washburn joining us from out in West Texas. Mr. Washburn, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
So let's begin out in Port A. Mayor Bouillon, have you noticed a reduction to your city, or does it seem like people are just sort of riding it out there? What are you witnessing?
Of course, we're strictly abiding by the governor's orders and our county judge's orders. And our orders declaration, which I issue every 7 days, is a little more stringent than both the governor and the county judge.
How's that?
Well, there's the reason we had to move one step ahead of them was that because we get somewhere between 2 million and 5 million visitors a year here to go fishing, to go to the beach. We have over 1,200 acres of nature preserve. So we get a lot of traffic here. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but not everybody in Texas obeys the governor's stay-at-home order.
You don't say. Yeah, we've been seeing some of those photographs. Yeah. What about Wimberley? I know that there are a lot of wineries and breweries and a lot of motorcycles like to head out into Hill Country. Sean, what do you see in out in Hill Country?
Well, typically about this time of year, our main drive through town is packed.
Yeah.
And you've got to plan your trips accordingly. Right now, it's empty, I think, just about like every other place. We have seen some of our businesses take an 80% cut. And so we're seeing a significant lack of tourism, which, again, is good. They're staying in place and doing their part. But it for a city like Wimberley, who operates on sales tax and enjoys a vibrant tourism industry, it's a new normal we hope turns around soon.
John Washburn out in Marfa, it's one of my favorite places to be sure, and it's also an unusual place to go because, you know, sometimes when it's busy, it doesn't feel that way. What is it feeling like in Marfa right now?
Well, it is feeling fairly desolate. We took some fairly stringent measures early on. We closed the hotels, restaurants, and short-term rentals. As you may know, we have a pretty substantial international tourist crowd that comes in from all parts of the globe. The mayor and council were very concerned about those issues, especially considering being out here in an area with very limited medical access and resources, that the most vulnerable of our community felt more at risk, and we felt like we needed to take those measures. And yes, it's hit the community very hard. as in other places, restaurants and bars are going to go and delivery, but it's gonna have a tremendous impact, especially as this goes further and further.
If I understand what you're saying, there's a concern, special concern there in Marfa, because we've been hearing so many stories about, you know, the shortage of healthcare in a lot of parts of rural Texas, and you're particularly remote there. That's got to be a major consideration when you're trying to make calls on how much tourism to allow.
Oh, absolutely. When you look at Jeff Davis, Brewster, and Presidio County, we have one regional hospital for 12,000 square miles. And I think they have about 25 rooms and two ventilators. So it's not going to take much of a case incidence to create a very difficult situation.
Of course, Port Aransas and Wimberley, both of your areas, have been hit by natural disasters in the past 5 years or so. I would imagine y'all were hoping that 2020 would help offset some of those losses.
Of course. We're still in the recovery process from Hurricane Harvey and working with FEMA and some of the other contractors to get our infrastructure back up and in order. As a town, we were about 95% destroyed. We've come a long way since then, but we still have a long way to go.
How about you in Wimberley there?
Well, our events happened in 2015 with the devastating Memorial Day flooding. And then again, in October of that year, we had some additional flooding in our area. And, you know, we've taken steps to work on mitigation projects, and slowly but surely we still get people doing their flood permits to rebuild those homes that were damaged or destroyed. But one thing we found in Wimberley right after those events was people in Hays County came together for Wimberley and everybody affected along the Blanco there. We had a really good turnout, and we were expecting a dip in our sales tax. We don't have any property tax here in Wimberley. It's pretty much sales tax driven. But we were able to get through that and have been steady growing every year since. So, yes, it is kind of a kick in the teeth through this pandemic right now.
We're almost out of time, y'all, but what's the way forward? Have you had a chance to think about what happens next and how you try to ride this one out? What about there in Marfa, John Washburn?
Well, we actually had a teleconference last night, workshop roundtable meeting with council and the public, and began to talk about what possibly the other side looks like and what the timing of it is. Uh-huh. And I think we had quite a bit of discussion, and great input from the community. We're going to form a task force with numerous stakeholders. And I think that, but at the end of the day, I think the point needs to be driven home that the overarching factor needs to be at the end. We need really continue to heed the advice of our medical professionals in the area.
What's the way forward for Port A, Mayor Bouillon?
Well, we're really at a point. Our folks are abiding by the governor's declaration as well as the declaration that we have in Port Aransas. We are solely tourist-based, and I am very anxious. I think the governor is going to speak today on reopening, and I'm really anxious to hear what he has to say. But somewhere along the line, given the fact that COVID-19 is something that I think we'll have to live with well into the future, we still have to get back to work. I have a lot of people that are out of jobs, and somehow we have to get back to business, but in a safe way, and I'm not sure how we do that.
Any sense of when you're going to be open for business again in Wimberley?
Oh, I think like the other two speakers, we're putting plans together on ways to open, phased openings, being ready to implement those plans as soon as we get a clearer definition of when it is safe. I mean, we've had a task force we've been working with here in town of local medical professionals, EMS, fire, businesses as well, doctors, and just seeing what that step looks like going forward for us. I don't know that we have a clear date in mind, but it's more of a phased opening, like's been discussed, just so that we don't exacerbate the problem further, opening everything up.
That's the voice of Sean Cox. He is the administrator in Wimberley. We've also been hearing the voices of Charles Bouillon of Port Aransas, where he's mayor, and John Washburn, who's manager of Marfa. Y'all, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate your time and look forward to getting a chance to revisit y'all as soon as possible.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thanks, folks.